This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. On Stockbox today, I'm joined by George Roach, the CEO of Premier African Minerals. Hello, George. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm fine, thank you, and I trust you the same.
Yes, I'm very good. Thank you, George. Thank you very much for joining us. On the back of the company that has announced a placing of £1 million for the ongoing DFS at your Zulu lithium project in Zimbabwe, you've issued 625 million shares, representing a dilution of about 3.5%. And you say in the RNS, it's a small price to pay. So I wonder if you can just give us your thoughts, please.
Yes, indeed, Mark. I think it is a small price to pay in relation to retaining the complete ownership of the project at this stage. Mm-hmm. The reason and the purpose for this is twofold. And the first is to ensure that there is no delay at any point in time in regard to the ongoing work associated with the DFS at Zulu. Now, the mobilization is well underway. For example, the last section of road that had to be properly opened has been done and opened. It goes on and on and on. Camp construction is underway, the detailed planning. I've previously referred to all these different steps. So all of that's happening, and that's been funded out of Prem's own resources up to this point in time. Now, I don't want to have any chance of any delay. Mm-hmm. So bringing in some money now ensures that that's not going to happen in regard to Zulu. The second component of it is that it takes any pressure off me to try and reach a final decision in regard to the balance of the funding of the DFS. Now, the total projected cost of the DFS is $5.1 million. That hasn't changed at this time. The time frame is 14 months. That hasn't changed at this time. I just don't want to run any risks in regard to being able to meet those time frames and budgets. And at the same time, I don't want to be put under pressure. The company doesn't want to be put under pressure to reach any decision in regard to the balance of this funding until we've driven the process of the DFS, the resource definition work and so on, which is the first phase of this thing, to the next level and be able to come back, tell the market about it, get more excited than I already am. And I am excited about this project. Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to tell everybody about it. I want to have demonstrable results. And then we can, from a point of view of hopefully a better value position, go out and start deciding exactly what the funding mechanism is going to be for the rest of this project. So those are the two things that underlie what I've done at this stage.
Now, previously, when we've spoken, George, we've spoken about the preemptive rights to issue 5 billion shares, which was maybe a little bit of a scary number for some people to read. But you stated very clearly when I asked you about that, your intention is not to dilute significantly. And as you just said, you feel this is a nominal and fair price to pay for the ongoing funding of the Zulu Lithium DFS. So how well does this recent raise fund you? Does it fund you all the way through the DFS completion?
No, Mark, this doesn't fund me all the way through. But as I've just said, it takes any pressure off. So Prem is not in a position where we've got to take any further decisions at this moment in time in regard to how the rest of it is funded. We're able to drive some more value. Mm-hmm. We're able to take our time in assessing the different options and different discussions that are on the table. And there are a lot of them. I think all of us who are in this particular phase of development in lithium projects, and particularly in spodumene-type projects, are facing a plethora of approaches from all sorts of different parts of the world, wanting a part of us, wanting to discuss takeoffs, et cetera. And I can't help feeling that the further down the line we can take this and the better definition we can get into what we're doing at Zulu, the better the deal is going to be. So coming back to the question of dilution, let me make the point that when our shareholders approved the disapplication of preemptive rights on 5 billion odd shares, I think I was fairly clear then that there was no intention just to run out and suddenly use all of this and so on and so forth. And I think that this just is a demonstrable step in that direction. In terms of, is it a fair price? Well, I would have preferred to have been 1.6 and not 0.6, 0.16 or whatever. So, you know, is a fair price a fair price that investors want to pay and that the market wants to persuade them to invest? That's somewhere we've got to reach an agreement down the middle. I'm hoping to see that our share price is going to move significantly. And particularly as we're able to bring in more commentary, more results, more information, and so on.
Okay. Well, talking about the share price moving significantly, what are you going to spend this money on to perhaps enable that to happen?
The money is going to be spent primarily on the furtherance of the resource definition and expansion work, which is the first part of the DFS. Mm-hmm. It's not the only part of the DFS that money is being spent on, because there's a lot of other work associated with a DFS. But the first and most important components of it are in generating as good an understanding as is possible of the geological model as it sits at the moment, the expansion of that geological model, the identification of any variations in the mineralization as one goes deeper, the collection of the appropriate material to finalize the test work. We've done some test work, some preliminary test work that supported the scoping study. This has got to now be furthered. So it's all of those issues that are being attended to at the moment, and all of those are important and reportable stages of the DFS as we go through the process. So that's where the money is going.
Okay, good. So I wonder if I can just get a final thought from you, George. You said earlier you were very excited. Can you perhaps give us a sense of that excitement and maybe the potential value that you feel is locked in Zulu that you hope to unlock?
Well, in terms of giving you a sense of the excitement, if we were on video, I could stand up and do a bit of a jig for you.
Okay.
We're unfortunately not, so I can only express this verbally. I'm extremely excited about the fact that we are really back on site and are working.
Okay.
And that's the most important thing, and has been for some time. You know, Prem went through a period of a couple of fairly unhappy years, a lot of it country risk associated and so on and so forth going back. Well, we're out of that. We're back in a development phase, and it's that sort of thing that really is exciting me about it. In terms of what can I expect, well, I can't predict what a resource model is going to look like, how it's going to move, how much bigger, what the grades are going to be, and so on. I can't do that until the results start flowing. But if I go back and I look at the historic drilling results that we have from Zulu, if I look at the fact that of all the holes that were previously drilled, that in respect of every single one of the 60 odd, whatever it was that were drilled, I think we were into significant mineralization in all but one. It's a great base to be coming from, and that is, I think, the other part of the excitement is the anticipation of what I'm hoping to see coming out of this ongoing definition work at the moment.
Okay, well, thank you very much, George. And next time we will do a video interview so we can then get a sense more of your excitement for this project. But for now, George Roach, the CEO of Premier African Minerals, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mark. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.